wrote on there, wonderful interview, Joseph, and great song, Johnny.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
So it's Jane's listening.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of folks listening, and it's in part due to because Locomotion's been a success for because of the local musicians that come in and send in their music and come up and talk about events that that are going on in the Intermountain community as well as our Valley community.
I've always give you a nod of the hat for what you have done for this community, the music community especially, with your Locomotion show. I remember when the first time you had me on here with the Milk the Sun stuff, and you hadn't even really weren't just changing over into the format of the local music scene and went back then. So it's been a few years. A
couple of years, yeah. It's gone by. Like I say, it's been successful for the because of the participation of the local musicians. And
well, you give us a voice in the community when you do this for us, and that's such a great thing. And you know how many years we can all play and never hear our music on the radio, and yeah. And that changed when you came onto the scene, and now it's like I look at all the local music. I look behind me at your wall, and I think of all the local music that's there, and the talent pool that you have to choose from.
Right, and you know? I've just actually, although I've been on air for a couple of years, just now breaking open the first layer of all the talent that's up here in the North State. That reminds me, next Friday, having a group from Cottonwood come up, Afterthought.
Oh, yeah, Afterthought.
Danny Verdugo and Natasha Keys. So Locomotion listeners are going to want to tune into that. But today... Today we're here to talk about this Rocks for Socks, and
which is kind of a misnamed thing because it's not just rock and roll, but right. Since John and I both come out of the rock and roll genre at one time, it just fit,
and it is what we were going to do.
Right, we're going to rock you, but we're also going to play a little bit of acoustic music at the beginning of the day. So if you're into that scene instead of the rock, you don't have to come to the rock. The rock's going to be more in the evening, but you know, Johnson Blythe, my group that I play with Hal Johnson, it's folky tonk. We did your show a couple
right,
weeks ago,
yeah,
and so it's its own little thing. But I know that you know the Pine Dogs; they're very talented. Diana and Stephen Wallace, and then Sammy Joe. You know what a for a little tiny gal, that girl's voice is amazing. And,
yes,
and like you say, an old soul. Her lyrics are just phenomenal. Her songwriting is great. Is just as big as her playing and singing.
Right. We might get around to hearing little Sammy today, and we'll just see how that goes. It's sometimes the jibber-jabber takes over. Well, but
you shouldn't let the jibber-jabber take over the music for sure.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. So, but anyhow, I wanted to let people know if they are just tuning in that John and Joe have got this Rocks for Sock event going on January 16th. It's going to be at the California Brewing House, which is in the Palisadro Shopping Center right next to Holiday Market. And it's going to be taking place from 12 to noon.
No, wait. 12, 12 to noon.
That's a short
1 minute long.
Yeah. 12 to 9 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, with eight groups
and possibly
eight local groups,
you know, yeah. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you never know. Just, that's all I'm going
right,
to say.
Okay,
you never know what's going to happen.
That's a good enough drama.
But we guarantee you there's going to be 8 hours worth of music there, you know, at least. And you know, the California Brew House, can't say enough about what they've done for the local music scene. And, you know, opening it up to shows on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We need that in this community.
Right.
Because what do we have? We don't have the money to go to movies anymore because everything's so expensive. But you do have the money to go sit down and maybe have a beer. I don't even drink. I drink their iced tea. It's great. But go down there and support some local musicians that are out there trying to entertain people. You're not doing it for the money. You're doing it because you love to play music and you're out there entertaining. And Jack and Tracy are very supportive of the music scene in Redding area and Palisadro.
Right.
And the crew down there is just phenomenal. You know, Sheila and Christina and Frank and all those guys, Michelle, they make you feel like you're at home.
Right. Well, they're opening up their little home for this event, and it is a community event to help our less fortunate folks in this cold time of year. Johnny Token brought up the fact that he knows that that's one of the few items that they don't get are fresh socks. So that's really good. And that is what the admission price is for this event, if you have it. Is that
right? Yeah.
And we're going to be collecting all month long
right.
at different stores, and we'll let the location, we'll get you the information. You can give it to your listeners later
on. I will
on.
Do that, yes.
But, you know.
If you can help, you know, that's greatly appreciated. If you can't, God bless you.
Well, you know, I think if they're not in the position to be able to bring fresh socks or blanket or usable coat, that showing up is this a way of supporting also. And
right.
Yeah, yeah, so and letting other people know to spread the word, you know.
That's right. And, you know, the reasons I'm really appreciative of what you two are doing is because you're just two local individuals. You're not a big group. You have no funding, yet you've taken your time and efforts and gotten these other groups to come in with their time and efforts and to help our community. And that's what our radio station's about, and that's what this time of year, that's where our hearts need to be. And all year round, but especially this cold time and the holiday. And holidays aren't always fun when you're not, when you don't have a home.
Yeah.
Well, so
yeah,
you guys, right. And we should actually, we do have a few sponsors we should mention.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Okay with you.
Yeah. You bet.
The first and foremost would be, of course, KKRN for letting us be here and spread the word for us. And we also have, we have the California Brewing Company. We have Redding Christian School down there. My sister teaches there. They're the ones, her class is going to be the ones decorating the boxes that are going
right,
to be around the
stores. All right, getting the kids involved. That is awesome.
Exactly. Right. We're trying to teach through our actions, community.
Right.
You know, like John said, come together and unite and be, you know, We've got to quit fighting amongst ourselves is the way I look at it.
Right.
We've got
fostering to start taking positive care. Social changes.
Yeah.
And
it's infectious. It really is.
Yeah. It truly is. And, you know, that's the thing about when you give of yourself, how it enriches your own personal self. And it makes you feel good when you give, you know.
It does, You do that kind of stuff for yourself in reality. You don't do it for anybody else. You know, to me, it's all about good karma and what you put out comes back to you.
Well, and, you know, I think sometimes that's the way it starts.
Yes.
But then it just ends up being a kind of like you're emptying yourself of yourself. And I think that's when you become a real contributor to society. You know, when you're able to lose that self interest, you're just actually doing it out of the, pure love that's in our hearts.
And I think as musicians, it's something that we're supposed to do. I really believe that.
Right.
You know, and the musicians that are out there that aren't doing something, you know, they need to get on board and realize that you can't even play to somebody if they're not there to listen, right? So you have to have community to support your music, so you need to give a little back.
Right. Well, let's give a little back. Let's see. I have this Johnson Blythe group. Queued up here. Let's see how it goes here. But this is Johnson Blythe, which is a collaboration of Hal Johnson and Joseph Blythe playing their folky tonk music. They were in the studio. Gosh, when was that, Joe?
Was that
was
like 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah. I thought I had
it was
down
too long
here.
Ago. I've never.
Yeah, the end of last month. That's so long ago. But anyhow, this is a recorded song when they came in the studio. I know you're going to enjoy this. So here they are.
You're going to play the Jonathan Foster song, another
right,
local
yeah,
artist.
Yeah, another local musician, Jonathan Foster, heard here often on KKRN. And this is Hal and Joseph and Martin.
And Martin Boyes on the percussion, yes.
Yeah, and doing a cover song of one of Jonathan's older songs called Rain.
I think it's Rain in July.
Rain in July is correct for Joe. So. Thanks, brother.
You're welcome.
Here they are, Johnson Blythe. You're listening to Locomotion with Shane, John, and Joe on KKRN. 88.5 FM.
It's a Rain in July by Jonathan Foster. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Talk.
We can talk now.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think we're live back in the studio. With,
you know, I'll tell you, you talk about the music. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're quite right, Joe.
Shame, but I do it all the time. So you should get a shock collar for me when I interrupt you. Shock me.
While I'm trying to interrupt.
I'll be, yeah. Quit interrupting my interruption here.
Well, yeah, I would do it because you're being rude. I just do it for fun, you know. So,
but Hal Johnson, my partner in Johnson Blight, you know, the story is we met years ago and then went our separate ways. And I didn't even know Hal played back then. And now he's getting back into, you know, into music. And to me, it's like, Hal, you were a helicopter pilot. How much more exciting can that be? That's like the ultimate job to me. But he just loves the music because it's a challenge for him. And he loves it, you know. It's something new. But that guy does so much for our local music community. It's amazing. You know, he runs a couple of different pages, talks about, it's like a community calendar every week. He puts out who's playing where, and then he does the open mic down there, and he does the Johnson Blythe showcase with me down there. Just a great man, and I really think needs a nod of the hat for everything he does for our music community.
All right. Well, thanks for giving him that. I'm sure Hal's listening and loving that. He is a great guy, and you know, why don't you go ahead and let the listeners know about that gig you got going on Wednesday night at the Cal Brew House, where you feature people, and then Thursday and Friday nights they have other bands. And
Wednesday night is Johnson Blythe, and what Johnson Blythe was one time. I sat in with Hal on a half a set. And he said, hey, if you ever want to come back out. So that's a mistake. And so I came out, you know, and I did a whole show with him. And that's how we kind of got together. And we didn't really, we don't rehearse that much. So we thought, well, maybe if Tracy and Jack are up to it, we can come down here on a Wednesday night and rehearse. And we won't ask for any money. We'll just ask for a place to rehearse. And so that's how it started out. And so, as I tell everyone in the audience when they come in, welcome to our rehearsal. Sit back like you're in someone's garage and enjoy. But we halfway through the night, we have a guest come up. Like last week, we had Sammy Joe came up. And wow, just floored everybody. And that guest plays for half an hour, 40 minutes. And then we come back. So it's nonstop music. The whole from 6:30 to 9 o'clock at the brew house, it's nonstop music. Acoustical style that you just heard, and plus our guests, and we're going to have Johnny Token in there hopefully soon, and we've got Richard Morris and Jane Love coming in next Wednesday. So it's turning into, it's everything snowballing as it always does anyway, and it's turning into a great time down there on Wednesday nights. And who else has music on Wednesdays? You know, there's very few places that support weekday music.
Yeah, well, you know, I live up here on the mountain, and I really couldn't answer that question because I seldom go down the hill after dark, but Palo Cedro is close enough for me to do that, so that's what I like about having such a great group of people supporting the local musicians. And this is Locomotion Machine, and you're listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. Johnny Token and Joseph Blythe, we're in the studio today to talk about rocks for socks, and an event to help out some of our less fortunate community members up here in the Great North State. And it's going to be taking place January 16th at the Cal Brew House in Palo Cedro Shopping Center. Let me see if I get the hours right this time, Joe. 12 to 9 p.m. on January 16th. And the admission price is, if you can, is to bring a pair of new socks.
Yeah,
new socks, of course. Yeah, that's just common sense. But or you can bring a blanket or a coat, you know, something to keep the folks out there on the street a little warmer and a little happier. I don't know. It's tough out there sometimes. But Josie's been talking about some of the musicians that are going to show up. And one of them is Sammy Joe Myers, and just goes by Sammy Joe. And she's, like Joe was talking about, just powerful lyric writer and singer-songwriter, a real fun, unique person, and we're really blessed to have her up here in Shasta County. She's making her way around in the music world. I think she's going to go pretty far. So got a song here that's called Rain by Sammy Joe. We're going to listen to that, and then we'll come back in the studio with John and Joe. Okay, here she is, Sammy Joe.
When I saw you today, we were standing face to face, so close yet so far away. You couldn't see my tears. I know you don't want to be here. Don't tell me that everything's okay. You don't know what I've been going through. You don't know what I wish you knew. Maybe I was selfish. Maybe I deserve this pain. Maybe I destroyed everything. It's a sunny day, but it feels like rain. Do you know why the pain cuts much deeper when the blame is mine? I never meant to hurt you. When I asked, "Are you okay?" you said maybe someday you will understand, but I already do. You don't know what I've been going through. You don't know. I deserve this pain. Maybe I destroyed everything. It's a sunny day, but it feels like rain. You don't know where I've been going. You don't know what I wish you knew. Maybe I was selfish. Maybe I deserve this pain. Maybe I destroyed everything. It's a sunny day, but it feels like rain. It's a sunny day, but it feels like rain.
Sammy Jo Myers, and you're listening to her on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. That's our homepage, and you click on that donate tab, and it'll take you to a safe and secure site. We are a grassroots, all-volunteer, listener-supported radio station, and you've kept us on the air for 4.5 years. And you know, if you are a type of person that is fortunate enough to be able to itemize on your taxes, you know, the year is almost over, and we are a nonprofit group, and we are tax-deductible, so KKRN.org, donate. We're back in the studio with Jonathan and Joe, and we just heard Sammy Jo. And Joe, you got some news about Sammy, huh? Where's she playing?
Yeah, Sammy will be at the California Brew House tonight. And another band that's at the benefit, the Pine Dogs, will be there tomorrow night. So you can, if you want to sample some of what's going to be at the benefit, come on out to there, and they'll be playing tonight, tomorrow, from I think 6:30 to 9.
All right,
they play down there.
Right. And just before I, well, you know, it's about, we got about 12 minutes left here, 11 minutes, and so I don't forget, next Friday on Locomotion, going to have Afterthought, Danny Verdugo, and Natasha Keys. So make sure you tune in and enjoy their music. Singer-songwriter duet from Cottonwood. Okay, so this Rocks for Socks. We're going to be hearing it on KKRN as the date approaches more and more, and that'll be January 16th. just less, a little over a month off. And so put that down on your calendar. Rocks for Socks, a benefit for some of our community members that could really use our help.
And don't forget the boxes that will be around the local stores, and we'll get that information to you, Shane. And
right,
because
right.
That's going to be where majority of people are going to donate, I think, is going to be there. And then if you donate there, make sure you come out to the show, because it's our way of saying thank you for all that.
Right.
And if you want to donate at the show, there'll be boxes there. You can come in and drop your socks off. And just not your socks. We would prefer if they were new socks. But, you know, socks are socks.
We'll rock your socks off.
And we will rock your socks off. It's going to be a fun day of different styles of music and just gracious musicians that are going to be there to help out. We have other people like Mama Bettis's Comfort Catering. They're going to be catering the bands, because I have to tell all these bands, I said, hey, we don't have any money, and they're all, oh, that's all right. I said, but we will feed you. And so we are the Bettis Catering. Mama Bettis Catering has volunteered their service, and we're just, it's a community thing. And so if anyone is interested in helping out by donating, please get a hold of me on Facebook, Joseph Blythe. You can get a hold of Johnny Token on Facebook and Johnny Kirk.
Yeah, John Kirk, yeah.
That's John's good friend.
Okay, well, we got you on air here. Let's Johnny Kirk is your given name, but Johnny Token is your stage name. And
Yeah. Tell me about that, John. It's a nickname that was given to me by some Rasta reggae artists, because of what I do, and a lot of times there's not very many white people in reggae music, you know, and many times I would be the only white guy in the room in the studio, and so they started calling me Token, because I'm the token white guy,
right,
in the room. and so it's, you know, a term of endearment, I guess you
that's
would say,
right. Yeah,
and
yeah.
And which I wear proudly.
You know, yeah. I've noticed that the reggae scene in Shasta County is really starting to pick up. They had a little benefit here for the Round Mountain Community Center and had Cali Vibe and One Soul up here, and that was real well attended and well received. So,
yeah, they're doing some great things too.
Yeah, and for future reference, we're going to have Johnny Token back on the program here on a future Locomotion, and he's agreed to come in and educate us about reggae music. That's one of the genres that I haven't had up here on the station is reggae. So I'm really looking forward to that, Johnny.
Yeah, well, maybe we can bring in some other world-renowned reggae artists that actually live in the area that a lot of people don't know about, and see what we can do.
That's what the show's about, introducing people to new music and waking them up to what's here in Shasta County. It's just unbelievable.
Amazing amount of talent and gracious people out there.
Absolutely. Hey, well, you know what? Speaking about great talent, I have pulled up one of the old Milk the Sun songs. It's called Dustin's Boogie. I want to put it on now because we're starting to run out of time here. So here's Dustin's Boogie by Milk the Sun. Joe, quick breakdown.
Quick breakdown on this song was one time Matt and Darren and I, Matt Evans, the drummer, and Darren O'Leary, the bassist, were jamming, and I had this song idea that I brought into them, and like always, it just went well. Well, the whole time, Darren's son, my godson, Dustin, was just a little guy in his playpen, and when we were done playing this song, we looked over, and every corner except for the one that Dustin was holding was down flat on the playpen because he had rocked out so much to holding that one corner. And I said, well, that song's called Dustin's Boogie.
Right. Hey, well, here it is. And, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in about 5 minutes to sign off and say our goodbyes. Here it is, Dustin's Boogie, Milk the Sun. Thank you. Okay, we're having a live moment here. This is going to be an on-air, oops, Shane, correction. This is not Dustin's Boogie. It was a great story, though, Joe. But this is Take It to the Grave. And who's helping you on this?
This is Marcy Green, an old friend of mine from high school, who I don't know if she goes by Marcy Allen now, but she's married to Marvin Allen, a great guitar player, local musician himself. And Marcy was an old friend of mine and sang in a band I was in years ago called Legal Beat. And I asked her to come in and do some singing in the background on this and just give it what you feel. And she did a great job.
Okay, well, let's continue on with my oops factor. So here it is. Take It to the Grave.
Like to tell and show that your life's in ruin and you can't even find a clue. What everybody sees is your missing puzzle piece. Your problems are yours. You need to work them out. Work them out. Why don't you keep it to yourself? Don't wanna hear what you say. Take it to the grave. Now why must we listen to the screwed up lives of the twisted few? And what are those snakes and their microphones? Microphones. Yeah. And what are those monsters who pay the price to make their money off of the strife? Ooh, they cannot justify. Oh, Jenny, you can't justify it in the end. In the end. Why don't you keep it to yourself? Don't wanna hear what you say.
Mean to be cruel either, but our time is running out. I'm gonna have to pause that music down. So I'm gonna give Jonathan and
or Johnny
and Johnny and Joseph, there we go
yeah.
An opportunity to say goodbye and one more time for Rocks for Socks.
We just want to say please come out and support this event and support the homeless citizens out there. And I do want to throw a shout out to my little buddy Davey and his brothers Mikey and Sean and their mom Sarah.
That means 1 minute.
Okay, I was handing it over.
Yeah,
to
you. And that I just was my point to say, bring some socks, put them in the box, and we're gonna rock out. And we hope that you enjoy it. But most of all, we just want to get some clothing and some warm stuff for the homeless people. That's our agenda.
So. Yeah, and we'll be talking about that. Like I say, every Locomotion show, I'll remind people and. about that. And next week, Afterthought coming into Locomotion, 12 to 1, a local singer-songwriter group out of Cottonwood. John, Joe, thanks for coming up, y'all. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And coming up next on KKRN is going to be Geezer Rock, and we'll follow that with Juke in the Back. And at 3 o'clock, it's the Grateful Dead Hour. Thanks for tuning in to Locomotion Machine. I'll be back next week with Afterthought.
Programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you and in part by a news cafe